Hello, friends. This is John Horn speaking to you. Now we'll have a little from God's precious holy word. The Gospel by John, chapter 12 tells us, and verse 32, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." This he said, signifying what death he should die. Now, perhaps my hearers today will be saying, it's far, far, that portion is far, far from having been fulfilled. Well, the one part of it certainly has been fulfilled. We can say that, for you see, actually, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ came to his own, as is intimated in the very opening chapter of this wonderful gospel. He came to his own received him not, and as we have pointed out again and again, that instead of embracing him, they gave him a cross of shame. And so that part of the text already has been fulfilled. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." And that's the part that I want to notice. You see, the death of our Lord Jesus Christ was by no manner of means accidental. It was predetermined. And as we read in the Acts of the Apostles, that he was delivered by the determinate counsel. In other words, they clamored for his precious, atoning life's blood, and they thought they were doing away with him. But the Scripture says he was delivered by the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God, he who knew the end from the beginning. And I tell you, there will be marvelous results as regards the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, and already there have been. And so he says that I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men, and one translation puts it, all manner of men unto me. And from the very day that the Son of God was lifted up, and you know the world was saying when they lifted him up, he is not fit for earth. And of course, he was not fit for heaven. I mean, in this respect, you see, he was to become the sin bearer. And so, when God put upon his Son the sins of a guilty world, he cries out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" But listen, friend, this is one of the most precious portions I think you could find anywhere in the Word of God. And as a result of his death, even Isaiah tells us in that wonderful 53rd of Isaiah, "When he shall see of the travail of his soul, he shall be satisfied." Indeed, it's the most rewarding accomplishment ever upon the face of the earth. And as a result of his death, I say his triumph, he triumphed over his foes. And this is what's going to happen. This is what has been happening since Calvary up until today. And the last part of it is yet to be fulfilled. And I'm sure it will be fulfilled in the very near future. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." And the speaker thanks God for that time in his life when he was drawn, drawn by cords of love divine. You see, that's what broke my heart when I saw that God loved me and Christ gave himself for me. That broke my stubborn, my rebellious heart. And I have been drawn to him. I acknowledge him as Savior, I acknowledge him as my Savior, and I can say, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior." And already I have been drawn. Now, the last part of that passage, and I want to make this clear, and perhaps we won't be able in this broadcast, but we want you to know that every living human being will be drawn to our Lord Jesus Christ because he was lifted up. And as we say, lifted up, was he to die, it is finished, was his cry. I'm sorry to have to say, though, as we conclude this little broadcast to you, that there are unnumbered millions who will be drawn to our Lord Jesus Christ or brought to him by mighty force and power. And this is what is going to happen. "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of the things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father." Now, if you come to him today and trust him as your personal Savior, it will mean everlasting life to you. If you refuse him, you will be drawn to him are brought to him by force and power and be eternally separated from him. God grant that you'll trust him today for his name's sake. Amen.